regulate that.
You need to worry about
it. Yes, sometimes I don't know if I'm coming or going.
Okay, doing all right. We'll let you know.
Thank you. Yes.
Is that close enough? Am I close enough to that mic?
I got the wire and the material to start.
Okay.
Doing that.
Very good.
Beautiful weather we got out there.
Starting the old faces. They're nice.
Yeah,
all the plebeians.
We're still behind, too.
Yes, and I'm going to pick up on that this one. They're not working, but I'm
going
to. Get on that one.
Yeah.
We'll call the meeting to order. Roll call, please.
Greg Mattingly. Deborah Cry.
Present.
Ray Dave Grobish. Brazil Taylor.
Here.
Lori Coleman.
Here.
Phil Oliver. Jim Gresham.
Here.
You have 4 of 7 for present.
Okay. Do we have an approval for the minutes from 8/27/2020?
So second.
Roll call vote, please.
Deborah Kraft?
Aye.
Brazil Taylor?
Aye.
Lloyd Holman?
Aye.
Jim Gresham?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Can I have a motion on the claims, please?
Motion to approve is submitted.
Motion a second. Roll call, please.
Deborah Kraft?
Yes, aye.
Brazil Taylor?
Aye.
Lloyd Holman?
Aye.
Jim Gresham?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Okay. Moving right along with the report, Circuit Clerk. Sherry.
I have one resolution. I received a bill from our e-citation maintenance. It was not budgeted previously. The money that was budgeted went to Tyler, our nightmare in our office. It was going to be $700. I got it to go down $300 due to the fact we got rid of Tyler. So I just need an increase in the budget for e-citation for $300 to pay for the maintenance.
So moved.
Are there any questions for Sherry? Roll call vote, please.
Deborah Kraft.
Aye.
Brazil Taylor.
Aye.
Lloyd Holman.
Aye.
Jim Gresham.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you.
Circuit Court Judge.
We'll begin the process on October the 5th. I believe that would be a week from this coming Monday to replace Judge Jeff Geisler, who will be elected to my seat in November. And so the administrative office, the Illinois courts, will post up the vacancy. People have 30 days to apply. Then we'll go through an interview process, and whoever is chosen have to have a little bit of time for he or she to wind up their practice. And so we're shooting for that new judge to be seated by the end of December. And Judge Geisler will be taking my seat as of December the 7th.
December the 7th.
That's all.
Well, I'm bittersweet about that, but.
It is.
I know you're excited, but thank you very much.
I may attend these meetings just for fun.
I hope you do.
All right.
All right. A coroner. Nobody's here. Court services, probation.
Yeah, I just wanted to report two things. Next Wednesday, we begin our contract negotiations. Our contract is up November 30th of this year. And also, I received word today that we received an additional $143,256 from the state for fiscal year 2020. That's due to the reclassification of the position, so we got some extra money.
Even more than
so the awesome. Yeah, the allocation for FY20, yeah, it was increased.
Extra? Wonderful.
Is anything extra ever?
Every once in a while, but usually not.
No, that's just Merry Christmas. That's awesome.
Yes.
All right. Emergency services. Public Building Commission. No report. Public Defender.
We called a truce with the state's attorney's office. We had to replace an attorney. And this one that I got, the new one, did not come from the state's attorney's office. So we've decided not to try to poach on each other's attorneys anymore, at least until after the election. So that's all I basically got. Everything's fine. We're at full staff. Everything seems to be running well. Any questions?
Thank you, Dave. Sheriff, I knew you were next.
Okay.
I have one resolution seeking approval for approximately $8,100 in naloxone, commonly referred to as Narcan. It's an over-the-counter nasal mist that counter-effects the effects of opiate overdoses. And what we plan to do with these units, they're going to be issued to the deputies to carry in case they were to come across somebody that was overdosing on opiates. And also, they're going to be kept in our jail for that purpose also. And it's a continuing donation in case we have to replace usages or we distribute it to the community or if the product expires. So I'm just requesting permission to accept that donation. And it's from the ILEAS, which stands for the Illinois Law Enforcement Alarm System.
So moved.
Second?
No, second.
Okay. Any questions for Matt? Roll call, please.
Deborah Kraft.
Aye.
Brazel Taylor.
Aye.
Boyd Coleman.
Aye.
Ben Gresham.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Okay.
Thank you.
Good afternoon. I have one resolution. It is permission to dispose of damaged property. The Sheriff's Department has a 2013 Ford Raptor that was burned pretty much beyond recognition on July 3rd, 2017 from an electrical fire. It's deemed a total destruction. The Highway Department employees have removed any salvageable pieces of that truck to use for other vehicles. This resolution is to approve the disposal of that Raptor Ford pickup truck. The truck will be taken to Walston's Auto Wrecking in Decatur to be scrapped. There will be no cost to Macon County for this process. Any proceeds will be returned back to the county from Walston's, and it'll be just pretty much what the value of scrap metal is for that day.
So moved.
I have to assign. Do we have a second?
Second.
Oh, thank you. Any questions? Roll call, please.
Deborah Kraft.
Aye.
Brazel Taylor.
Aye.
Boyd Holman.
Aye.
Jim Gresham.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you. State's attorney. I'm here. Any citizens' remarks? Any? Nothing. Any old business, new business, no closed session. Next meeting, 10/22 of 20. Motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Out of here. We're adjourned. Thank you for